Today's program has been brought to you by Tabard Inn, new American cuisine in one of Washington, D.C.'s oldest hotels, located in DuPont Circle. For more information, visit tabardinn.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Listening to Let's Get Real on Heritage Radio Network. If I could have everyone's attention, please, if you'd all step away from the unlimited coffee and tea bar and please put down those bowls of almonds and please finish Instagramming pictures of the people Instagramming pictures of other people Instagramming pictures of the coffee and tea bar and please find your seats. Thank you. Oh, but do please make sure that you like us on Facebook before you sit down. Now, let's begin. I'd like to just give a preliminary welcome to everybody here today and to remind you to remember that just admitting that you have a problem is the first step. And that's why you're here now. You've done the right thing by being here today. It shows how much you love yourself and in turn how much we love you for being here. Your decision shows what we've always suspected about you, that you want to be one of us. The right kind of us, and not one of them. And by being here for the next 2 weeks, we'll help you become one of us. Fully evolved, self-actualized, a highly superior creature with a higher level of consciousness and better taste in TV and Twitter follows also. And you'll probably also lose a couple of pounds in the process too, which can never hurt, and which can also definitely help you become more of the right kind of us. So if you could also just fill out this little form while you're waiting, that's okay. You don't need to read all that fine print on the bottom. Don't worry about that. Just sign the bottom right there. Yep. Great. Okay, then. It's really official, and I'd like to actually officially welcome you all to the original and only Let's Get Real Foodiness Reeducation Camp in the world. Founded by our dear leader, the revered and most totally awesome Erica Wides, the original Chef Smarty Pants and host and co-creator of the number one real food radio show and podcast in the world, Let's Get Real, on Heritage Radio Network. And of course, also the co-creator of the term foodiness, which is a revolutionary term that helps us all understand that we're not really eating food, but rather an edible manufactured doppelganger designed to look and taste like food. And more importantly, is helping Erica become the Stephen Colbert of the real food movement. Now, please feel free to use the term foodiness in your updates and tweets and texts. And if you happen to speak to someone in person, you can actually use it in conversation as well. But do remember that it is trademarked. So if there are any aspiring celebrity chefs out there, don't even try it. Now, one thing that's very important to know before we begin is that the Let's Get Real Foodiness Reeducation Camp is the one true camp. There are other camps around these United States of K, the United States of Craft, and in the Midwestern Monsanto region, and down south in the Southern Confederacy of Coke region, but those aren't real. Those camps are actually foodiness fronts. Here in the independent island nation of New York, we run the only true non-corporate-owned foodiness re-education camp, funded only by Kickstarter and sales of our artisanal pigeon jerky and recycled chewing gum, and of course by Obamacare. Only we can guarantee 100% success in deprogramming you. Those other so-called camps will only program you further and push you deeper and deeper down the foodiness rabbit hole while convincing you that you're free and have free will to eat whatever you want. Now, we really do get you out and get you free. Free of the shackles of foodiness. Free to eat real food and with a clear vision to recognize it. Free to see the difference between a whole grain, fat-free, strawberry-flavored milk and cereal bar and an actual strawberry. Free to see that the Bill of Rights was not designed to protect your right to be poisoned by strawberry flavor, 10,000 calorie energy drinks with electrolytes. Free to see the difference between being in a wheelchair because you're actually disabled and can't walk, and riding in a motorized scooter through the Taco Bell drive-thru because you're too fat and won't walk. Free to realize that even once you learn what real food is, you'll see that it's been so fucked with that there's almost nothing truly safe and real left to eat. And maybe that when it comes to food, ignorance really is bliss, except for the diabetes part. And free to call your cousin in development at Comedy Central and tell him that we're shopping Let's Get Real to Networks, and it would make an amazing show for their spring lineup. And of course, most importantly, free to be you and me. Actually, you need to get yourself out of the foodiness rabbit hole yourself. We only give you the tools. Only you can help yourself. And by being here at Foodiness Reeducation Camp, either voluntarily or involuntarily, you've made the statement that you want to help get yourself out. But we can help you help yourself. And for a small extra fee, we can also help to get you out, if that's an issue for you too. We have tools for prying open that closet door also. You'll find those tools in the screening room here at the camp, where you'll find shelves lined with Mommy Dearest, Boys in the Band, Paris is Burning, Showgirls, Milk, and RuPaul's Drag Race, all playing on a continual, nonstop loop. Now, by just moving here to the independent island nation of New York and renouncing your U.S. of K citizenship, you've not just decided to purge your life of foodiness and replace it with food, but you've also made the statement about what kind of person you want to be. You want to be one of us, the right kind of people. People who only eat real food, like pastured eggs, local carrots, organic Greek yogurt with local honey, or at least food that doesn't come in a microwavable pouch. All the foods that your great-grandma and all her other peeps ate in the days before the corpocracy warlords took over the food system. The same guys who are now telling us that granola bars made with artificial flavors and corn syrup are the true taste of nature. Or that eating pirate's booty made out of popcorn-flavored styrofoam with spinach dust is a good way to give your kids vegetables. Or that you can get your omega-3s from cookies and peanut butter, not sardines and pumpkin seeds. Or that sweetening soda with cane sugar instead of corn syrup makes it natural and healthier. Because you would never drink corn syrup. I mean, you know better than that, right? But then maybe you heard about Let's Get Real, perhaps on one of the major media sources who will soon be in a feeding frenzy of publicity about the show. You did the right thing, seeking out the show, listening, learning, and now you're taking the next step. Or, if you're here involuntarily, your family and friends decided to intervene because someone in their circle, you, are the wrong kind of person, which makes them seem like the wrong kind of people. So they sent you to Foodiness Reeducation Camp to learn how to be the right kind of person and to lose the 200 pounds before you show up at another wedding riding a motorized scooter and embarrass everyone, or stop posting pictures of the scooter or skateboard you got for your 45th birthday. But the point is that if you're still eating like one of them, then you'll never be able to qualify for citizenship here in the independent island nation of New York. You'll never pass our citizenship test. You'll never, ever be one of us. Maybe you just came up here for re-education camp and you don't want to be a citizen, and you'll be heading back soon to your branded corpocracy region of your country after your release. Well, then all we ask is that once you leave, you stay on program. You text your sponsor 20 times a day and you friend us on Facebook so we can follow your every move. And also evangelize Let's Get Real message as much as possible, 24 hours a day. Did we mention the mandatory 2-year foreign mission that we send you on after the camp ends? It was on the contract that you just signed a few minutes ago at the bottom. Well, you're probably all jacked up now from all the unlimited coffee and tea that we offer here all day. And that's good, because we want you to be alert. But we also want you to feel good, and we want your mind to be open, to be receptive to our message. So now before we start, there will be waiters coming down the aisles with cups of our refreshing house beverage. It's our trademark proprietary blend, naturally flavored and sweetened with our own honey. We call it Cooler Aid. and it'll just help you relax and start to see things more clearly. It's made with very special herbs that we grow here and a very special secret ingredient chosen by the camp's co-director, Chris Nutter. Now, you can drink as much of it as you want. And in fact, the more you drink, the more easily we can help you help yourself. Cooler Aid will help facilitate the process. But don't worry, it's totally organic, except for the OxyContin and Svedka in it. Otherwise, it's totally organic. Okay, now, are you starting to feel better? The Cooler Aid starts to act pretty quickly, so if you're open to it, it can help you. And remember, it's all about helping you help yourself and helping our supreme leader become the John Stewart of food. The John Stewart of food. Say it with me. Erica Wides is the John Stewart of food. Erica Wides is the John Stewart of food. Or the Stephen Colbert of food. Whatever network executives and sponsors like better. So let's talk about the primary reason why you're here now. Whether you were involuntarily committed or you brought yourself here in desperation, you're here now because you want to make a change. You want to throw off the oppression of your foodiness-filled lifestyle and start to claw your way up out of the rabbit hole. You've seen the light at the top where the real food lives, and you want to get to that light. And we are there in that light. And as we keep telling you, we're here to help. And by help, of course, we mean turn you into a let's get real Cooler Aid addict. Missionary, who will follow and promote the show all the way up to Comedy Central or the Food Network, whichever one gives us a bigger budget and will give us more creative freedom to make inappropriate jokes at the expense of the morbidly obese. So everybody's probably getting a little bit hungry now after this morning's orientation. From the looks of what's left on the breakfast buffet table, I would say so. So let's head out to lunch, which will be served in the Foodiness Time Machine parking hangar. The crew from the Foodiness Time Machine just returned from Erica's birthday trip to the 1860s because she wanted to go back and visit her pal Laura Ingalls. So they're just getting back, and she'll be out there greeting you at lunch. But please don't take any pictures of her at lunch because she's been in the 1860s, and she's way overdue for a lip and eyebrow waxing. And as you're heading out to lunch, please exit through the Foodiness Reeducation Alumni Hall of Fame, where you can see a life-size, bronze-painted 3D portrait of our most famous alumna, Chris Nutter. He was the first Foodiness Reeducation success story, and we've built a little dedication shrine to honor him. You can leave donations of Svedka and Percocet at the base of the statue. The statue also enjoys gifts of avocados, pears, and the occasional Newport. There is also a beautiful carved likeness of Erica's Aunt Bella, who is her childhood idol and is also the number one Let's Get Real fan and just totally rocks, and her cousin Robin, who's also a Foodiness Reeducation story, too. On the way out, also, please take a look at the section devoted specifically to Let's Get Real fans, people like David Pavey in England and Issa Nickel. And, of course, Ted in Japan and David Lasley and our homesteading pal in Texas. You know who you are. So be sure to gaze lovingly and appropriately, reverently upon them as you file past and off to lunch. There is also a 3D holographic image of Kristen Wortman, who is someone you'll be meeting later on at the camp. We'll see you in an hour. We're going to take a very brief break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Big Town by the Four Lincolns on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. The following program has been brought to you by Tabard Inn. Tabard Inn, Washington, D.C.'s quintessential small hotel, is located on a quiet, tree-lined street just 5 blocks from the White House. Vibrant yet unassuming, the Tabard is comprised of 40 sleeping rooms, each unique in character and design. Feast on eclectic American cuisine in their acclaimed restaurant, or enjoy a cocktail and listen to live jazz in one of their cozy Victorian seating areas. Mingle with travelers from around the world who find the Tabard the only place to stay when taking their travels to Washington. For more information, visit tabardinn.com.
Welcome back to Let's Get Real on Heritage Radio Network. Welcome back from lunch. How was it? Did you all enjoy the rabbit legs and turnips and mustard greens that we served you? We like to start you right off with a meal that you may find a bit challenging, just to kind of shake you out of your foodiness stupor, shock your senses a little bit, get you to pay attention. Now, not all the meals will be like that, but if you resist, you'll just make this harder for everyone, including yourself. Now, there are no other options at mealtimes. No vegan options, no picky eater options, no dairy-free, gluten-free, diabetic, or nut allergy options. And there will, of course, be nothing served in the form of a bar or a chip. Nothing enhanced, nothing colored to look like fruit juice or flavored to taste like candy. Nothing in a bottle, except booze, but not flavored booze, just real booze. And just real food. As in the very kind of food the Tea Partiers are afraid the liberal elites are eating. Food that didn't come out of a manufacturing plant. Food that at one time walked, swam, flew, or grew out of the ground. Food that everyone's great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents and great-great-great-grandparents going back to the earliest humanoids 100,000 years ago, or Adam and Eve 3,000 years ago, whichever you believe, ate. Because back then, all we had to eat was food. So eating food didn't make you feel elite. Having teeth after the age of 30 made you elite. Being able to read made you elite. Not having 12 of your 15 children die at childbirth made you elite. But we all ate food because there was no other choice. And at Foodiness Reeducation Camp, there's no other choice either. So if you're hungry, you better eat what's served to you here. That's part of reeducation. And also maturity. You'll get used to it. Hunger is a great motivator. That's what the dear leader, Erica Wides, likes to say. Did you get to meet her at lunch? Isn't she cute? Even with the mustache, right? It's okay. She's out at the Korean nail salon right now getting that taken care of. She'll be back by dinner time, and you'll see her again later today at boot camp class. She teaches it, and like everything else here, it's mandatory. Here, have some more Cooler Aid. You look thirsty. So speaking of mandatory, now we'll be going over your schedule for the next 2 weeks. Remember, we can only help you if you want to help yourself. Tools. Remember? You will wake up daily at 6:23 a.m. because that's what time Erica automatically wakes up every day, even if she tries to sleep longer. And once she's up, she gets lonely, so everybody else has to get up and keep her company. Large mugs of English breakfast tea with milk will be served upon your rising. Coffee will be served too, but Erica is really a tea person. She's okay with you drinking coffee, though, because it's real, as long as it's unflavored coffee, of course. Organic raw sugar, honey, and whole milk and cream will be served too. This isn't a fucking spa, after all. We serve unlimited coffee and tea all day here at the camp, along with, of course, free-flowing Cooler Aid, so drink up. Erica is all about hydration and caffeine and mod, but we'll get to that part later. Breakfast will be served immediately after because Erica can't drink her tea on an empty stomach since it makes her nauseous. So breakfast will be served in the camp mess tent, which is designed to look and feel exactly like the mess tent on MASH. Now, if you don't understand the cultural reference, you'll have a mandatory 70s TV boot camp session tonight after your post-dinner workout boot camp, probably around 11 p.m. Because if you're young enough to not remember MASH, then you're young enough to stay awake past 11 p.m. Chris will be running the 70s TV session. Session one will be all six seasons of MOD, which hardly has anything to do with food, given that people were still mostly eating food in the early 70s, but has everything to do with being the right kind of people. Since MOD is truly the right kind of people, latent racism, homophobia, and a touch of manic depression notwithstanding, but the point was that she had a bar in the living room, so we'll say no more. Now, the mess tent is designed to look and feel exactly like MASH because that is how our great leader, Erica, imagines the military experience to be. And also because that show was, of course, set in South Korea during the war. Conflict. Near the DMZ. And she's been to the DMZ. And she's still a lot, freaked out by it. And also a lot, obsessed with North Korea. But she is our dear leader, so like with their dear leader, we do whatever she says. Breakfast the first day will be a bowl of plain, organic, steel-cut oatmeal. honey is available on request, but only if your blood test came back negative for artificial sweeteners. Oh yeah, by the way, while you were asleep last night, we took some of your blood. One of the effects of Cooler Aid is that you don't feel pain in your sleep. It's sort of like a date rape drug, but not as fun. If we find traces of any artificial sweetener in your blood, we will be putting you on a sweetness-free regime. Because you need to be reprogrammed, and this is how we do it. We need to break you down. And if you resist, you will be placed in the sensory deprivation tank and made to drink unflavored seltzer and black coffee all day. And if that doesn't work, we will also cut you off from all social media, and we mean all. So if you think getting off diet Sprite and fat-free cheesecake-flavored yogurt is bad, wait till you relearn how to live without being able to broadcast a single thought or Instagram a single experience and having nobody to like anything you do or say. That should scare you into complying with the sweetness-free regimen. And if you do comply, you can tweet as much as you want about your experience as long as Let's Get Real's hashtag is in each of your tweets. That's also in the contract. You read that part, right? Now, if your blood test came back negative, then you are already in the Superior Fitness group and you get some honey for your oatmeal. Just remember, Erica doesn't like anything sweet in the morning, and the true goal of re-education camp is to be just like her, correct? Here, have some more Cooler Aid. The plain oatmeal is the first step in re-educating you. It's soothing, it's nourishing, and it's made from real food. The oatmeal you've probably always eaten is industrial grown, processed and rolled out paper thin, then pre-cooked and re-dehydrated. Then it's sweetened with corn syrup solids and artificial honey and maple flavorings. It's virtually pre-digested, and it's so sweet that your body just treats it like a dose of sugar, and it provides no food nourishment at all. Our oatmeal is organic and thick cut and cooked slowly in water and then sweetened with our local honey from our own bees that our dear leader Erica tends. And those bees love her so much that they let her be the queen bee because none of them feel worthy of that role. Now, for the liberal elites who are used to eating their whole grain cinnamon flavored instant oatmeal with added fiber and vitamin E, this will be a different experience. But remember, actual elites don't eat that kind of oatmeal. Real elites eat real oatmeal. So just think about Michelle Obama or Teresa Hines Carey eating their real oatmeal for breakfast and let that be your guiding light. For the tea partiers who are justifiably afraid that this is what elites want to force the tea party to eat, well, you're right. But here's the trick. We all know that you secretly wish you were an elite. And now you've got your chance to convert. If that doesn't work, we know that tea partiers also love Jesus. But think about it. Jesus didn't have instant oatmeal as an option. In fact, he probably ate plain old matzo mush because he was a Hebe after all. So by eating real oatmeal, you're being more Jesus-like. I can see that the Cooler Aid is working now for you. Excellent. Now, it may be hard for some of you to eat the oatmeal because it actually requires a spoon. It's not in bar form. You need a spoon. But we have staff members standing by to help you learn the skills needed to hold these new tools. And also, this oatmeal does need to be cooked. Now, cooking may be a very new concept for some of you, especially if you're under 30. But part of the camp program is mandatory cooking classes with Erica every day. These will be held in the demo kitchen in her tiny bungalow, which we've actually recreated here at camp, but at 20 times its original size, so that more than two people can fit into it at once. Cooking classes will be held after breakfast, before morning boot camp class. Now, that plain cooked oatmeal may be a shock to your system, as you may have only experienced oatmeal in a foodiness bar form, perhaps, or a foodiness packet of instant oatmeal. This eating experience may be difficult, but you're here to change. What kind of person do you want to be? We can only help you if you help yourself. We're giving you tools. Remember, we real food eat real oatmeal, or quinoa in Erica's case, but that'll come next week once we've broken you down a little bit more and you're a little bit less resistant and we move on to the higher level, more evolved breakfast. Remember also that there are three kinds of people. The kind who eat the foodiness-filled faux healthy food, like Kashi cereal bars and granola bars. The health halo products of the so-called liberal elite. Then there's the Walmart shopping cereal bar and frozen pre-cooked pancakes crowd, who don't even think about what they're eating and just eat shit, and who defend corporate America's right to feed them shit. And then there's us, the real food, real people, super elite. Keep focusing on us. You want to be us, not them, either of them. You're probably here because you're in the Kashi crowd. I doubt the Walmart cereal bar crowd could even find their way to foodiness reeducation camp because they're already so far down the rabbit hole that they've popped out the other side into the giant Walmart at the bottom in hell. Now, that said, I do see from the couple of motorized scooters parked out front in the parking lot that we do have a few amongst us sent here by friends and relatives who live in blue states and are tired of having their Facebook friends come across your Facebook pages, which is like, you know, where you have likes of Jesus and Kraft. So it can be a little embarrassing. Now, after breakfast, you'll walk to the recreated tiny bungalow. Take the path outside and follow the signs for Potemkin Lane. There you will be instructed by Her Supremeness herself in the basics of cooking breakfast. We'll cover basic cereal grains and how to cook an egg. Small steps. Tools. Remember us, not them. The John Stewart of food. After class, before morning boot camp, we'll have a mandatory session. Of course, everything here is mandatory. On food ingredients and additives taught by guest lecturer and camp nutrition specialist Kristen Wortman. She will educate you on the evils of industrial food, Frankenwheat, the soy menace, conventional dairy demons, and other scary food nightmares. Don't be afraid of her, though. She's from California and knows everything about what industrialization has done to our food that you'll wish you didn't find out. It's Chris you have to watch out for. He's like Auntie Mame Karl Rove and Patsy from Ab Fab rolled into one. One person should never have all of those qualities, and if they do, it's probably best to hire them as your publicist. Then it's off to 1 hour of boot camp, taught by, of course, Her Excellency, where you will carry large stones from the front yard of the tiny huge bungalow to the backyard where Adam, Erica's husband, is perpetually building a stone wall. Now, this is a stone wall that we've needed to erect around the camp to protect us from the genetically engineered Monsanto militia and the General Foods General Forces led by Captain Crunch. They've been attacking the camp at night. So we've also hired Chef Chad, the Gulf War sniper turned pastry chef, to lead the counterattack. You'll probably see him at breakfast in the mess tent. He's the one wearing camo fatigues and eating homemade donuts. Chef Chad actually gets to eat whatever he wants in the camp because he has guns and also he's a libertarian. We let him. Now, after your workout, of course, we stop for another refreshing beverage break. Then it's off to Palate Disorder Treatment Lab. There, you will be made to taste real in-season strawberries that we grow right here in our greenhouse on the roof. You will be blindfolded and made to taste the real berries and the artificially flavored berry paste in that Trader Joe's organic fruity-filled Pop-Tart doppelganger that you snuck in here last night in your bags. We did tell you about the bag search, right? It's in the contract, too. The one you signed at orientation this morning, right above where you signed away all the rights to all of your recreational drugs. You will be blindfolded, and you will be hooked up to an audio re-education device. If you can't accurately identify the real strawberry by taste, you will be infected with a virulent strain of Bieber fever. The symptoms of Bieber fever are awful and can also be deadly. The only cure for Bieber fever is to learn to retune your palate and to literally get with the program. Now, most people who endure this one master it very quickly. The fever breaks after 10 or 12 tries, and you'll get there. We've never lost a person yet. And if that doesn't work, you go to the Liz and Dick Memorial Theater, where you're forced to watch the entirety of the Lifetime miniseries where Lindsay Lohan plays Elizabeth Taylor. We've never had to play it a second time. It only takes once. After palate disorder, you'll be given a 10-minute personal hygiene break. After all that tea and oatmeal and heavy lifting, you'll probably be pretty desperate about now, and so off you go, literally. You have 10 minutes, and there are lots of good magazines in the latrines, like National Geographic and Hebe and The New Yorker, and they're all actually in print form, the way God intended us to read magazines. Now, please light a match before you exit the latrines, and then we allow you a quick shower. However, only unscented non-chemical bath products are allowed, because foodiness isn't only in food. Foodiness is everywhere, including in your bath products. How can you identify the smell of a real peach if your soap smells like a foodiness peach? Flavors and fragrances will be covered in next week's camp session once you've been more deprogrammed and can look for them in all the wrong places. Now, remember that our great leader, Erica Weitz, hates fragranced items, and her nose is extremely sensitive. Unscented beeswax soap made right here by our own guests, is provided. This being a semi-concentration camp, we do, of course, use prison labor. Back there, behind the stone wall, you see that building? That's our factory. And in there, you'll find the former Bush and Bloomberg administrations, the heads of Chase, Bank of America, Citibank, and Enron. And on the other side, you'll see Sarah Palin, Joe the Plumber, Ann Coulter, and the people who built the Barclays Center two blocks from Erica's house in Brooklyn. You'll also find the architects of the High Line in there. And you'll find a large assortment of European tourists who were caught taking pictures of Chris's house in Chelsea. Now, Chris just passed me a message saying, don't blame me for the last ones. Okay, we won't. On another note, you will not find Karl Rove back there because we've hired him. But shh, don't tell anyone. Here, have some more Cooler Aid. Now, once you're clean, you'll be given a 5-minute break to check your Facebook page and tweet your updates. However, all tweets and posts must be first sent through our camp censors. And our branding message here at Foodiness Reeducation Camp is very important to us. So it's likely we'll be editing your words just a little bit. Chris runs that department of the camp. Any complaints, you can take it up with him. Good luck with that. Now, it's time for lunch, and I hear that today lunch is lamb kidneys with beets and broccoli rabe. Again, let me remind you, we are trying to break you of your old habits, and some things may come as a shock. After lunch, the rest of the week's schedule will be covered. Right now, it's off to lunch for you. Erica needs to go off for her chemical peel appointment and then her drink date with Jon Stewart. It's okay. Adam's fine with it. She'll see you at dinner tonight. Don't worry about anything. Remember, she loves you. We love you. You love yourself. You love Let's Get Real. And you want to be able to say that you were drinking the Let's Get Real Cooler Aid before the hipsters got on board, right? That is why you're here, right? So here, have another cup of it. You'll feel much better, and we'll see you after lunch. And by lunch, I actually mean next week, when I finish indoctrinating you with Welcome to Foodiness Reeducation Camp Part 2. And in the meantime, if you don't want to eat shit, and you want to drink the right kind of Kool-Aid, keep tuning in to Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.